Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day as we continue to celebrate our 23 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. And somebody's been hanging out with us now for 14 of those years. He joined us in 06. One of the great futurists of our time, one of my favorite people on the planet, Joel Barker, is here. He's the author of a whole bunch of books, including The Business Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That's one of my favorites. There's also a film that he made about that book, and I encourage you to find him at joelbarker.com. He's our good friend Joel. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. And by the way, they can get to the film through starthrower.com.
There you go. So check that out, folks, starthrower.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Folks, Joel has been bringing us the future for 14 years now. Every time he joins us, he brings us things that have come from the future. And after 14 years, many of those things that he told us about before we ever heard of them are now becoming not only our reality, but they're ubiquitous. Like graphene, that's the best story, and 3D printing. Hey, Joel, what's the news? There's some news that you have about a disinfection system for COVID-19.
Yeah,
tell us about it.
I've got four pieces of good news today, and this one is especially important because it's a way to disinfect a room, an airplane, clothing, and it has no waste products as a result.
Huh.
It's called atmospheric plasma generating technology. Plasma, if you remember your physics, there were basically solids, liquids, gases, and plasma. Mm-hmm. Plasma is the fourth form of matter. This company was actually the University of Madrid in Spain, has found a way to create cold plasma, and it when it strikes a bacteria, it kills it,
huh.
And it kills it dead. And while you're even sitting in the airplane, they could be doing it, and it would still do that without harming yourself.
So it's infused into the air.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually made from the air using electricity.
Huh.
And then the plasma is spread out through the space, and then as it moves, it basically turns itself off after it does its job.
Huh.
And so there's no residue at the end.
This is nanotechnology, isn't it?
Well, it's nanotechnology and some other stuff too, some stuff that I just barely understand. But here's the statement. We have tested the system using different types of bacteria, being able to neutralize 99.99% in less than a minute.
Wow.
So all of a sudden we have an attachment to, for instance, air cleaning. In schools, they're talking about the kids and having, you know, move the air around in the room with the plasma, and you're killing the bugs, you know, even as you're doing that.
Well, you know, after coronavirus is gone, until we have COVID-21, which I'm convinced we're eventually going to have, I hope they keep doing this on airplanes, for example, because I mean, who hasn't traveled across the ocean on a long international flight and gotten sick from something that came from wherever? You know, they need to do this for everything, don't they? This sounds like a good idea in general, let alone coronavirus.
Absolutely, and I think what's going to come out of this will be the unit itself is the size of a desktop computer, so it's very small already. So that mm-hmm. means it can be made smaller because they weren't working on size; they were working on effectiveness.
And they can install it in an HVAC system in a circulation system.
Absolutely, and so that's what you think about it. It should be the norm to have that installed on air conditioning,
right,
heating, airplanes, hospitals, classrooms. You start listing it, and what you're doing is you're clearing the air of potential mm-hmm. infection.
Well, there's already technology out there that does some of this. You got ionization, you got ozone type different kinds of systems that are air purifying systems you can buy in regular residential HVAC systems. So this could be just like an add-on to that. How close are they to get to making this commercial?
Well, I don't know. The Spanish one, they're going to be testing some stuff right now.
Yeah.
So that's going to be happening right now. Mm-hmm. There are several other companies who have worked with this, but I've not seen their statements like the University of Madrid has made. So I think what you've got going here is they're going to be marketing it, mm-hmm. at least one of the first. But as you said, the market is quite substantial.
Right.
And so it's going to draw other people in.
What's cool about all this, you know, one of the silver linings, I'm looking for silver linings in all this. One of them is all this new technology that's going to come out of this hastening of solutions that will be used for other applications, folks. It reminds me of the space program in some ways. But take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blassie. Again. Stay with us. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.